Hello, Chaotic Minds.
I'm Rachel.
And I'm Lauren.
And we're going to tell you a little bit about hyperfocus.
So that you get addicted and keep coming back.
This is a podcast for people who love to learn, but hate focusing on one topic for too long, and who love to talk about the weird and unusual.
Wait, so like basically us?
Exactly, Lauren. You're actually keeping up today.
Oh, finally.
But of course, you are all just here to hear all about me.
Okay, as you should.
So I'm going to let Lauren tell you about me.
Wow, I'm honored. Rachel's a chaotic neutral boss lady, and you are all so lucky to hear from her.
That is true. Lauren is a beautiful mind.
Aww.
By which I mean a massive nerd with a crippling caffeine addiction.
That's fair.
But she is also funny and kind.
That's so sweet. So, do you want to hear about something crazy I learned today?
You actually learned something today?
I did. Remember when you told me to go learn something today?
I do remember when I told you to go learn something today, mm-hmm. But I didn't think that you would actually go learn something today.
I did it.
I'm so thankful.
Yeah, please, you're welcome.
Enlighten me.
All right, so did you know that Theodore Roosevelt actually had a pet hyena?
I did not.
Yeah, he did, and his name was Bill. And he was a gift from Ethiopian Emperor Menelik II, according to presidentialpetmuseum.com.
Did you look up how to say that, or are you just guessing here?
I actually did look up how to say it. I watched a 39-second YouTube video, so pretty skilled,
okay.
Pretty well-researched.
39 seconds seems excessive to pronounce a name, but anyway, continue, please.
I did that for you, Rachel.
Thank you.
The Roosevelts were big fans of animals and had a lot of them, but President Teddy did not particularly like hyenas.
Why not?
Well, he thought that they were a little bit cowardly.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, it is fair, but when he met Bill, everything changed.
Aw, true love.
Yeah, he treated him like he was his dog, and he gave him tail scraps and taught him tricks and allowed him to live at the White House for a while.
Did you know that Salvador Dali also had an awesome pet?
He did? What did he have?
He had an anteater.
Okay, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. There's a famous picture of them walking throughout Paris. It's beautiful.
I love that.
If you want to hear more fun and crazy stories like this one about Bill and Teddy and Salvador and his anteater...
We love love.
We do, but this is a promotional audio recording. So be sure to hang out with us on Hyperfocus, which officially launches on February 8th, and new episodes drop every Monday after that.
Thanks for listening. We love ya.
Peace out. Ooh, I made a loud sound there at the
you
end.
You did.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.